Dennis, if I hold this up pretty high, they can get the, so they can hear. Here you go.
All right, I'll just leave it with you. You want to open it with prayer? Dennis, we'll use these books this evening that are handout. Brian, you can get one of these.
I got one, sir.
That way. Yes.
You want me to do it?
I can do the opening prayer if you like.
Go ahead.
Yeah. If you pray with me, please. Dear loving Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for all that you continue to bless us with. And Lord, we're just so very grateful for the love of us. We're grateful for a new year that you've blessed us with. And we look forward to all the opportunities that you're going to put before us to be able to do your work in your will. And it's our prayer that our hearts and our minds will be set on just doing that, Lord, to be doing your will. And Lord, we do want to hold up the Jenkins family before you with the loss of their son at such a young age. Let's just start through the mourning process as they go through that. And Lord, this evening, we are blessed to be able to come together here to praise and worship you, Lord. And as we lift our voices in song, it's our prayer that it will be a sweet melody to you, Lord, and that our hearts and our minds will be focused on giving you the praise and the glory that you deserve. And so again, Lord, thank you so much for all the opportunities that we have, and thank you for all the blessings that you continue to bless us. Truly, our cups do overflow. And we're so very thankful for Jesus and the forgiveness of sin and all the hope. Even though this world, there's a lot of turmoil, it's our prayer and it's our goal that we will continue to go about doing your work and your will. That's what's important. So again, bless us this evening as we continue to guide our minds and our hearts in worshiping you. As we ask this in Jesus' name, amen.
I don't remember exactly why this special songbook came about. I think it was because we had changed
the new book.
Songbook, got new books and songs that, and put them in a special situation. Turn to the first one, number 38. A short time ago, Maria, as a chaplain's assistant, it was only it was about 62 years ago, actually.
Not long ago.
And we had a little orphanage there that we took care of, little Korean kids at Paragon, which was 50, I think 51 to 50 on area. So. And this was one of the songs that we had that we had sang quite often, I Would Be True. All for you. Number 38, I would be true.
I would be true, for there are those who trust me. I would be pure, for there are those who care. I would be strong, for there is much to suffer. I would be brave, for there is much to dare. I would be brave.
Agreed. Again, this thing, all favors.
There is room in the kingdom of God, my brother, for the small things that you can do. Just a small tiny deed that may cheer another is the work God has planned for you. There is room, there is a place in the kingdom of God for you. There is room, there is a place, there is work that we all can do. Just a cup of the water in His name, give and may the hope in some heart renew. Do not wait to be told, nor by sorrow driven to the work God has planned for you.
I am born.
evening, sir. I'm going to be reading Psalms 103, verses 1 through 5. That's Psalms 103, verses 1 through 5. Praise the Lord, my soul. O my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pits and crowns you with the love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
Anyone here that didn't get a chance to partake of the Lord's Supper? I had first two verses anyway. 142, first two verses. Verses 1 and 2 of 142.
The world all about me has now a allure. Its pleasures bring pain, its wisdom is vain. I seek a foundation that's steadfast and sure. I'll put Jesus first in my life. In all that I say, in all that I do,
shall I afford? Whatever I do, wherever I go, I'll be reading from Psalms 103, verses 6 through 12. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Let us pray. Dear loving Heavenly Father, again, we just thank you so very much for your love for us. Lord, we are just so very blessed that you are so long-suffering with us, Lord. You want all of man to come to you. And just as the psalmist has said, Lord, and we've had it said here also, that there is a determined distance between north and south. But when it comes to east and west, there is no end. And that's what you do with our sins. You remove them forever. And we're so very thankful for Jesus and his sacrifice that makes that all possible. And Lord, it truly is a blessing to be in Christ. All the hope that we have just in Jesus alone is the greatest blessing we could ever have, and that's all that we need. And we just continue to ask you to continue to put people that haven't heard the gospel, that don't know of your love, put them before us or put them in our lives so that we can share that message with them. It is troubling at times to see how not only the world, but our nation has turned from you. It's our prayer that our leadership will realize the wrongs that they're doing and come back to you and follow your word in your direction. Again, we're just so grateful to have the Bible, to have your word here to get us through life. The Bible can be used individually. It can be used for a family unit, for a state, for a country, and for the world, Lord. It's just incredible because it's your word. It's your word. And it fits all situations. And so, Lord, again, thank you so very much for your love and your long-suffering with us. And just continue to be with us and guide us along our walk as we ask this in Jesus' name.
Continue with number 343.
By 143 verses 1. It won't be very long till this short life shall end. It won't be very long till Jesus shall descend, and then the dead in Christ from beds of clay shall rise to meet the Lord and King of yonder in the skies. It won't be very long, it won't be very long till Jesus shall appear. That day is drawing near. Will you be ready then to meet the ransom throng? Get ready for that day. Saints are never old. It won't be very long. very long, till works of men decay. But Jesus has prepared a happy dwelling place for all who look above and trust his matchless grace. It won't be very long, it won't be very long, till Jesus shall appear. That day is drawing near. Will you be ready then to meet the ransom drawn? Get ready for that day.
Dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. I'm thankful for that part. Starting with verse 13, as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. As the flower of the field, so he flourishes, for the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place is remembered no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has established his throne in heaven and his kingdom rules. Lord, you his angels who excel in strength, who do his word. Heed the voice of the Lord. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Beautiful song. As far as the east is from the west, am I right? This number 310.
Oh.
many, many decades ago and passed away just after the new century. May Keller was her name. She lived to be a little over 100. I think she was born in 1898 and passed away in 2002 or something like that. She was in a rest home there in National City. I'd visit with her, and Pam's mother was a very good friend of hers. She'd bring her these fried pies in a little thing and put them in her drawer, and had lots of them. When I'd visit May, she'd always offer me one. They were really good. I told May one time, I said, you need to tell Audrey that you want more of those lemon ones. Those are the ones I like. One of May's favorite songs was number 600 in our book. And I sang it several times when she was worshiping with us and sang it at her funeral. Number 600, I'll try to sing the first and last stanzas. Number 600. Just for memory. Number 600, first and last, I think I can get through maybe two stanzas. If I stop, you keep going. I don't think I've sung this song since. Over 20 years ago. Number 600.
Life is like a mountain railroad. With an engineer that's brave, we must make the run successful from the cradle to the grave. Watch the curves, the fields, the tunnels, never fall to never quail. Keep your hand upon the throttle.
I've got 6 days to recuperate. Number 187, and we'll close. One of my favorites from the old book.
I'll follow. Jesus, all the way. Though he may lead through the valley, and sometimes the way seems so dreary, there's joy to know he is with me. My Savior is always near. The way is very narrow, but I'll follow. I'll follow. I'll follow. The way is very narrow, but I'll follow. I'll follow Jesus all the way.
Assembly where our son Jared and daughter Alma Beth attend up at the 9th Street in Upland. And I tried to sing along with some of their songs and I just coughed all the time. So I'm glad to get through a few songs this evening. Brian, I'm going to ask you again if you would, with your permission, to lead us in a dismissal prayer. Anything else we need to mention before we dismiss?
We have ladies' Bible class Tuesday
Bible class.
At 1 o'clock.
It's on
Tuesday
at 1 o'clock at the candy store down at the end of
It's growing.
Good. Okay. Think of anything else? All right, Brian, if you would dismiss us with prayer.
Our Heavenly Father, again, we are indeed grateful that we have these moments to share with one another. Realize the love that you've shown us, be reminded of who we are and why we're here. We again ask your blessings upon this congregation. Those who have been mentioned who are not here, may they be restored for whatever reason and join here again. We again, Father, know that you are in control. We are living in perilous times. Father, help us to lean on you and trust. Father, we know that you will lead the way. And again, Father, we thank you so much for the wonderful plan you have put in place and executed through thy Son, who now reigns upon his kingdom and will return soon, someday. And Father, we look forward to that time, Father, and we pray that as we go through this life, we will endeavor to be a shining light of your kingdom living in our life. These blessings and favors we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.